Good afternoon, and thank you for calling customer support. My name is Vicki. How can I assist you?
Yeah, I have a charge from you on my account, and I don't do any bonus fitness regimen.
Okay, ma'am. May I have your zip code, please, so I can locate your account, please?
94558.
Hang on just a moment, ma'am. Okay, can you repeat that for me, please? I'm sorry. I couldn't hear you.
Sure. It's 94558.
Thank you, ma'am. And your first and last name?
Silvana Rodriguez.
Okay, Silvana, can you verify your shipping address for me for security purposes on your account?
Well, I don't want to give anything out because, first of all, I never made this. I never even heard of your company before.
Okay, let me ask you, did you recently respond to a sweepstakes that said you won a free Dyson's 11?
No.
Okay, well, that's what this is for. It was on 223. There's a sweepstakes to win a free Dyson's 11. They attempted to charge an amount for it. But before I can discuss the account, you have to verify your shipping address for security purposes, ma'am.
Now, wait a minute, just a second here. You were sending it to, what is, I'm sorry, could you explain to me now, let's say it is me. What happens if you got the 5989? What happens?
No. Okay, here it is. If you respond to the sweepstakes, it says you won a Dyson's 11. That's how it comes out initially, that you won a Dyson's 11. What you won is a place in a sweepstakes to be entered to win the Dyson's 11. When they ask you to pay the shipping and handling and you put it in, a disclaimer comes up stating that you've been enrolled in a mobile food app. It's called Bites Hub. There's a monthly fee to be in that food app. It's $59.89 a month, though they offer it for just $20 a month if you want to remain in the sweepstakes. They, in exchange for that monthly fee, whether it's the $59.89 or the $20, you get a mobile food app that gives you tips on how to cut sugars and carbs, recipe ideas, things like that.
Yeah. No, that wasn't me. I'd like to have that taken off.
Okay, I need you to verify your shipping address, ma'am, before I can
it's
do anything.
3400 Jefferson Street.
Thank you.
Apartment 117.
Thank you.
I'm sorry. It's just,
no, I understand you being trepidatious about it. I would be too.
Well, what happened was about a year ago, I was called by my bank saying, so did you order a scuba diving gear in
scuba
Norway?
Diving gear.
And I said, I can't even get into a bathing suit. And they go, oh, so then they had to close my account. They had to do all this stuff.
Right.
And I'm like, crazy. So then I called Missions and I said, I didn't order this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And so they closed my account and now they did this. That's why I'm concerned.
Oh, they closed your account?
Yeah, they closed my account.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
I mean,
because
they
I didn't.
Well, if you tell them,
yeah,
you
I didn't do this.
Do that for your protection. Well, I canceled out that account. I closed this one too. And you can. They may reinstate your card if you just let them know that you talked to customer support and that it was canceled. I have a cancellation number for you when you're ready, ma'am.
Yeah, and now how about the money that was taken out?
They didn't take it out. Your bank declined the charges, which is why I'm shocked that they canceled out
your
account.
This is a credit card. They said it was going to stay on there till they heard from you.
No, they declined it. It was only one attempt to collect it on 223. They declined that amount. It didn't go on your account.
Okay, honey.
That's why I'm shocked they canceled your card instead of just telling you to call and then, you know, getting it canceled and then they reinstate your card. They didn't take it off. They charged it, but your bank declined it.
Yeah, when they asked me, so you can't fit into a scuba diving? I said, I can't even fit into a bathing suit. I'm over 200 pounds.
Wow. They make them big enough for us, honey. They make them big enough for us.
You're cute.
Please believe it.
Okay. What is the cancellation number?
C is in cancel. 920.
Okay.
450.
Okay.
779.
So that's C as in cancel, 920-450-779.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Thank
you.
They
won't try to charge you anymore. And just be leery of whatever you see on the internet when they say they're giving you this. Just make sure before you put in any information, you read the terms and conditions. If they don't have them available, then don't respond.
Okay. Thank you so much. Oh,
and
I was going to tell you, I called up for the supply, with the one I was just telling you about, and it comes up for Sally's in Vallejo.
What? Sally's?
Yeah. I called it online, Fitness and something, and it comes up with Sally's in Vallejo.
The hair store?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
That's what they show on the website. Yeah.
I don't put my credit card online for nothing. I'm about to move and need to order furniture. I'm scared to death to do that.
Oh, be very careful. I remember, too, I was getting my hair done, and they called and they wanted to know, so did you just attempt to buy gas and some stuff in Montana? And I said, no, I'm living in Napa.
Right, yeah.
So they tapped into my account there.
Yeah, I don't know how they do it, but they do it. Just have to be careful days, ma'am.
Very scary. Okay,
yes,
Ms. Rodriguez.
You.
You
have a good evening.
You.
It was a pleasure meeting you, Ms. Rodriguez. I hope you have a great night. You stay safe. Thank you for calling customer support, ma'am.
Thank you. You too. Okay.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.